So we have an opportunity to retrieve a higher witness. So we want to remember that higher witness is our own higher self. It's our own higher establishment that is in divine authority, as we will bring it forward, as we will dance with it, as we will simulate our kindest gesturing. So our kindest gesturing is we're going above the mind, we're going above the sorrow, we're going above the dualistic existence, you know, good, bad, right, wrong, everything's fine until it's not, all of that. And we're allowing our deep immersive requirements. So in other words, just imagine light coming upon you, golden energy coming upon you, your divine witness coming upon you with ease. Now, the ease is very essential because our ego, our mind, thinks that we've got to jump through 100 hoops and it's going to take forever and we're not worthy, and it's just going to go on and on with these riddles that are simply untrue. But if we abide by them, if we attest to them, then we create that, because we're the ones imbuing the life. We're the ones agreeing with truth. So as we will harvest our own requirement, meaning is as we attest to God's glory. Now, God's glory not being some God separate from us, but the glorious existence of self. So when we're saying the glorious existence of self, there is this light presence within self that is beginning to assimilate, that is beginning to kind of merge and come forth and meet its destiny. So this is the important part. When it meets its destiny, it is received. So what we're doing is we're assembling ourselves in grace. We're assembling ourselves in new indicative. We're assembling ourselves in our rite of passage. So we want to remember that this is what we do. This is what we do best. In other words, we each took on an incarnation. We each assumed like groveling status. Groveling status is the false belief that everything is separate and it's just your luck if something comes by your way that is helpful or supportive. So that's the past limiting belief. What we're doing is we're assuming our masterful indication, because we are bringing forth that master requirement. So what we do is we travel, we come into dimensional spheres of existence, and we bring forth proper requirement. In other words, this was planned from the moment we took birth, that here we would assemble and we would provide with grace. So allow yourself that, do a simulation of allowing God's glory. So again, God's glory is God in form, divinity in form, higher self, I am presence in form, so that we bring forth the true ministry, we bring forth the true exposure, we bring forth that heart-centered unity consciousness that we already reside in. So this is so they're saying, like, just allow yourself to feel that. So what you're bringing forth, what you're consenting to, is already, you already reside in this level of awareness. So we're allowing ourselves to travel. We're allowing ourselves to go beyond the limiting beliefs of the past. So we want to feel that, like almost like you're just turning the page. You're turning to a new chapter of the book. You're turning to a new assignment. You're turning to a new restructuring of your very existence. The reason being, everything we experience is based on what we believe. It's based on what we attend to, where our consciousness is residing. And so as we allow ourselves full claim, as we allow ourselves full union, as we allow ourselves the full turning of the rite of passage, we arrive at God's glory. So every time they say God's glory, every time we hit that high note of God's glory, we're allowing that Christ assertion, that love, that compassion, our dutiful devotion to our highest essence, to our highest truth, to be heard, to be established, to be witnessed. Now, every time we witness it, every time we say yes, every time we come into agreement, that is what stirs us. That's what brings forth a new reality. That's what brings forth a new timeline. That's what collapses time, because we're no longer attending to it. So when we keep saying past, the past is the consciousness you were attuned to 10 minutes ago. That's the past. So we've moved beyond into our holy establishment. So holy establishment, our whole self, no longer abiding by the separated self, coming into unity consciousness, coming into our blissful state, coming into our true exposure. And so as we bring this forth, we seal the fate for one and all. In other words, what we're doing is attesting to God's glory for all to witness. So what we can do, we bring forth and unite in that good place of consensus for all to receive. So the all to receive is all the beings that are attending to this reality, and that includes all of our various aspects of self. So it could be the self that didn't have a voice in the past, or it could be the self that sort of checked out because the conditions were sort of harsh, or it could be the self that is afraid to be in their power. So all of those past selves are receiving God's glory and God's witness. So we're coming into unified consensus. So just imagine these various aspects of self. We all have these sub-personalities, are all receiving God's glory, meaning all receiving our I am status. So in other words, it's like receiving what it was missing, receiving an upgrade, receiving divine union, receiving its true essence, so that you are now functioning out of that unified field of understanding. So this is where we allow our solar plexus to feel that truth, that stability, that strength, allowing that full engagement. We're allowing that throat chakra to be extenuated. How do I say throat chakra? There are a lot that we've been tuning into lately that it's like that are meek or mild. And the other part of it is just loud and abrasive. Again, working out of misalignment. And so as we're allowing that truth to be established, we're allowing that truth to be heard and spoken, we're allowing that truth to be united with our higher heart. So we're no longer speaking out of our ego, we're speaking out of our soul. And as we allow those gifts to be given, as we allow those gifts to be given, they're saying Christ is risen. So again, not Jesus the Christ, our own Christ itself, our own dedicated awareness of our holy remembrance. So allow these energies to speak for you. Allow them to circulate. Allow them to reach all of the crevices, all of the places of darkness within your own engagement. So the parts of self that have forgotten the truth of self are now fully engaged, are now fully established, are now fully spoken for. So allow all of that good receptivity to align, to ignite, allowing yourself to be in unified consent with your higher heart, allowing your heart to be the dreamer of your very existence, following the truth of your heart, following the Sacred Heart's declaration, advisement, truth. And allowing all that come into your vicinity now to support you, they're saying in cracking the code. And so what that means is going beyond the ego, going beyond the mind. So allow all the passage of time to come upon you now, meaning it's all receiving your light. It's all receiving your new witness. It's all transforming in your very midst. So all of the quickening that takes place upon your field of consent. In other words, we're the ones that agree to the new timeline, that agree to the unity consciousness. And so unity consciousness is there's no separation. There's no place where source does not reside. So we're coming into this vicinity, we're coming into this field of clear vision and allowing that, they're saying, to twist and turn. It's almost like the agitator in a washing machine, like allowing all of our visioning, allow all of our our memories, everything that we're about to see today and the days onward, to be glistened upon. So in other words, to receive our new authorship, to receive our new engagement, to receive our light, to receive our holy remembrance. Receive on all levels. All levels meaning past, present, future, all dimensional realities, all incarnations. All places on earth. So where there is still the belief of warring, which is an externalization of our own belief in warring and our own belief in separation, as we open up to God's graces, as we open up to truth, well, that is received by all because it's all being sourced by the one self. And so it is. So make some declaration in your own appeal when we say, and so it is. It's like, it's almost like signing your little contract, signing on the dotted line, committing to your holy remembrance. Beautiful. Thank